This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. We just spoke with an editor who makes a genuine effort to be kind to people when rejecting their submissions. No matter how you slice it, being rejected is tough, even for the most talented and famous. David Garrelock of the PBS digital series Blank on Blank brings us this story of a musical icon grappling with rejection.
I'm David Garrelock, and this is Blank on Blank, distributed by the Public Radio Exchange. On September 30th, 1970, the journalist Howard Smith called up Janis Joplin for an interview. She was in California, and it would be the last interview that she ever did. Just 4 days later, Janis Joplin died from a heroin overdose. Here's the tape.
We were supposed to do an interview, do you remember? You know, a long time ago. And some article putting you down in Rolling Stone had just come out.
Yeah.
You got very upset about that. Are you still that upset when, you know, you are put down in any articles?
You know, I should be able to get past that, you know, but, I mean, girls want to be reassured, which is not to say that all people don't, but I think women especially. I mean, even though I know that those are just those that don't know what they're talking about, and that I should just continue with my music, you know, and let them either come into the show and listen or go home and beat off. I don't care what they do, you know, I should be able to do that. But in my insides, it really hurts that somebody doesn't like me, you know, it's silly.
This interview originally aired on Howard Smith's radio show, but then it was stashed away for more than 40 years. Now, the Smith Tapes Project has brought it back to life.
Yeah, because I remember that time you were very upset.
Yeah, well, that was a pretty heavy time.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was really important, you know, whether people were going to accept me or not, you know.
A lot of women have been saying that the whole field of rock music is nothing more than just a big male chauvinist ripoff.
Yeah.
And when I say, yeah, well, what about Janis Joplin? She made it. And they say, oh, her. And it seems to bother a lot of women's lib people that you're kind of so upfront sexually.
Maybe that's their problem. Not mine. I haven't ever tried to talk to anybody in women's lib. I haven't been attacked by anyone yet. You know, how can they attack me? I'm representing everything they say they want. You know what I mean? Well, I have an opinion about this, you know, which is sort of like you are what you settle for. Do you know what I mean? You are only as much as you settle for. If they settle for being somebody's dishwasher, that's their own problem. If you don't settle for that and you keep fighting me, you know, you'll end up anything you want to be. How can they attack me? I'm just doing what I want to and what feels right and not settling for bullshit, and it worked. How can they be mad at that? So you better dig it now,
run now. One girl I know said, well, how come she doesn't have any women in any of her groups?
You show me a good drummer and I'll hire one. Show me a good chick. Besides, I don't want a chick in the row with me.
You don't.
I got enough competition. No, you know, I like to be around men. Did all that I said about chicks sound bad?
No, you said what you wanted to say. Don't be silly.
Well, I don't want to offend people. It's just that, like, you know, I have, like, a certain set of circumstances that I live under. Like, you know, all this repressive upbringing and things?
Yeah.
I have that, too. I mean, you don't think I had a repressive upbringing, prior protection. It's just that it drove me crazy, and I kept fighting against it. I don't think you can talk anybody into fighting against it if they don't have it in themselves to need more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just plain need more. Then that's that. If they do need more, they'll get more. They'll demand more. You know what I mean? Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Janelle.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. You're gonna rise up
singing. Janis Joplin died on October 4th, 1970. I'm David Garrelock. Keep listening.
And that piece came to us from the PBS digital series Blank on Blank. You'll find a link to the interview along with more archived interviews from the series. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. From an assembly of actors to replace Heath Ledger, to plans for a CGI recreation of Philip Seymour Hoffman for the upcoming installment of The Hunger Games, we're going to tackle fake shimps after the news. Like you.